Microsoft says portions of its source code for Windows operating systems were leaked over the internet. A company spokesman says the leak involves Windows 2000 and Windows NT 4.0. Those operating systems are used on millions of computers around the world. The news quickly raised concerns that access to the code could allow hackers to attack computers that run Windows, and the leak follows two earlier announcements this month from Microsoft about security problems. The company has begun offering regularly scheduled security patches for Windows. Michelle DeLeo writes for Wired News, an online news service. She describes the source code that was leaked as the building blocks of the system.
It's the pieces that send information to your computer telling it what to do and how to do it. If you think of it as a blueprint for a building, that's basically what it is. It's basic instructions on how to do things, how to construct things.
And how serious is this leak of Microsoft source code this week?
Well, it depends on what actually you're talking about. I mean, if we are thinking that all the computers in the world are going to be hacked tomorrow, it's not serious. That's not going to happen. If we're thinking about the embarrassment for Microsoft, that's serious. I mean, this is definitely another punch to Microsoft, and they really didn't need it. They've had worms, and they've had a flaw that was very serious that it took them 6 months to issue a patch for. So, you know, they're not having a real happy month at Microsoft.
What accounts for that, do you think, this confluence of things going wrong?
I think that Microsoft is a major target for any malicious hacker who wants to have fun, make a reputation. You know, they are the major target. And there are a lot of people who spend most of their free time trying to figure out ways to hack into Microsoft's operating system.
What's the risk to an average consumer, a Microsoft user, about the source code link? What could happen there?
I would say there's no risk whatsoever. I've seen the source code. It doesn't look like there's anything in there that could be cobbled together to create some horrendous bug or virus or hack. What you're looking at is about 13 million lines of code, so it's a tiny little bit. It's 15%.
And where was it leaked exactly? How did you get to view it?
It's online. It's pretty easy to find if you know where to look.
And when you looked at it, what did you see?
Basically what you see, programming code looks like random characters and numbers, and interspersed with that are the programmers' notes to each other, our instructions. It's almost as if you had a Word document that you were working on with a bunch of people, and they were writing notes to each other, you know, to alter it, and this should be changed, and that should be changed.
Sort of like in the margins, if you were looking at an actual book.
Basically, yeah, but this is actually interspersed in with these random numbers and letters, which aren't really random, but they just look that way to us humans. And the most interesting thing that I saw were a lot of curses from the Microsoft programmers, because you get little notes in there that the programmers are writing to each other. So this code is just filled with profanity, and it's really kind of funny to look at it.
And for the computer user, concerned about security, concerned about hacking, what steps can one take to try to protect yourself?
Absolutely. First thing, run a firewall on your machine. Second thing to do is keep up to date with the patches. If you're happy with Microsoft's automatic update system, run that. If you're not, check in once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, and just grab the patches. If everybody patched their machines, a lot of these problems would go away. And then antivirus software is a good thing to catch known viruses, but you can't count on it for new ones. So you also have to make sure not to click on attachments unless you're expecting them. Take 2 seconds, verify it with somebody, make sure they actually sent you whatever it is that it looks like they sent you before you start clicking on things. But if you run a firewall, you keep your system patched, and you practice some common sense, you'll be fine.
Michelle DeLeo is a reporter for Wired News. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you.